Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. My name's Travis, and I'm thrilled that you're here. I really am. And I've been having so much fun journeying with all of you these last, I think it's 50, 55 days, every morning, getting up, hanging out with you guys, hanging out with Jesus, and beginning a conversation in the morning that will then last throughout the day. So that's what this first season of the podcast is all about. We began 40 days with Jesus, and now it's just every day with Jesus. And hopefully every day becomes every week, month, season, lifetime, eternity, because being with Him, being like Him in each moment and in each relationship is really, really what it is all about. Now, this is part four, and 3 days ago, part three, 2 days ago, part two, 1 day ago, part three, and now, of course, part four. This will be the end of this kind of four-part, four-day podcast, and I thought it was going to end yesterday, but I had to round it off with one thing that has made such an impact in my life in the last, I think it was said to me 4 years ago, and so I'm going to pass it on to you, and I don't have time to review all that we went through in part one, two, and three. But the purpose of history is to be with and be like Jesus. It's an inner heart transformation. It happens naturally as we put into practice the lifestyle, the teaching of Jesus. And I just want to tell you this analogy. I just want to give this to you. I don't have a question. I think I might read a text at the end of our time together, but if you haven't heard the last three podcasts, go back and listen to them and then listen to this. I don't know whether it will be as impacting and powerful for you as it has been for me, but here it is. Let me frame it up just for a moment. We often hear the gospel going something like this: do what Jesus did, be like Jesus. What would Jesus do? Those are good questions and those are good commissions, but when that is the gospel, we try and we try and we fall short and we fail and then we're confused. And maybe in a rush of willpower, we try again really hard and we fail and we fall short. And then we begin to develop a deep belief structure, which goes something like this: it's impossible to be like Jesus. He's an impossible model. That's what he is. And then we settle into what is very, very good theology. Well, Jesus came and lived our life for us. He lived a perfect life in our name and in our place. He did it for us. So therefore, we don't have to do it perfect to be acceptable before God. That is beautiful and that is true, but it is not the entirety of the gospel. It is not the entirety of the gospel. But we've tried and we've tried and we've tried to put it into practice and we failed and we failed. So now it's impossible. Jesus is an impossible model. So here is what I want to pass on to you. And if we could picture it this way, I think it will help us along in the journey and the purpose of history. Imagine that a professional marathon runner came up to you this morning and said, "Let's run a marathon together. I don't know what a marathon is, 38 miles, something like that, 37 miles. And a professional marathon runner can do a marathon in, I think, under 4 minutes, 3 minutes and something. And so the marathon runner came in and said, hey, let's go right now, and gave you some shoes and, you know, said, hey, stretch out a little bit. And you were like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be like this marathon runner. I'm gonna be like this marathon runner right now. And so you strap on the shoes, you stretch a little bit, and then you guys set off together. How well are you gonna do? Are you gonna finish? Probably not. I'm probably not gonna finish. And if I do, it's gonna take 4 or 5 days, maybe, with a couple of naps along the way. We would not do well. We would not do well. We would fail. And then we would deduce from that experience, it's impossible to do what that marathoner does. It's impossible. That marathoner, what that marathon does is impossible. And we would begin to think that about ourselves in relationship to that runner. But what if we spent 3 years? And I say 3 years because the ministry of Jesus was 3 or 3.5 years. What if we spent 3.5 years with that marathoner? And here's the crucial bit. What if we didn't simply say, I'm going to do what they do right now, right now? What if we said, I'm going to take on the lifestyle of that marathoner? I'm going to put their lifestyle into practice for 3.5 years. I'm going to eat what they eat. I'm going to train how they train. I'm going to live how they live. Not for 3 days, not for 3 months, but for 3.5 years. And after 3.5 years of putting their lifestyle, their everything into practice, then how well would you do at running a marathon with them? Maybe pretty good. Maybe you wouldn't run it quite as fast as they would because genetics will come into place, but after 3.5 years of not just simply, I'm going to do what they do, I'm going to do it, trying and failing, after 3.5 years of putting into practice their lifestyle, we might find, and here's the point, that we begin to naturally and even automatically, as a result of training and as a result of practice, begin to be like, to live like, to be able to do what it is that that marathoner does. I think that is a better way to understand the life and the teaching of Jesus. Not what would Jesus do, be like Jesus, love your enemy, go the extra mile, but rather Jesus saying, come and take part in my lifestyle, how I live. Come and do my lifestyle with me, day in and day out for 3.5 years, and you're going to find that what you see me doing on the spot is not simply what I'm able to do on the spot, it's actually a result of the lifestyle that I'm living, and you're going to find that as you live this lifestyle, as you put my words into practice, that you will automatically, naturally, slowly but surely, begin to do on the spot what it is that I do because you have put my life into practice. That, I think, is a good understanding of the Christian life, a good understanding of spiritual formation, the way in to being with and to be like Jesus, how to live out the purpose of history, which is to become like him. That takes out legalism, that takes out pressure. And when Jesus says things like, go ahead and go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, at the beginning of the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect, we no longer need to say, oh my gosh, that's impossible. Oh my gosh, that's impossible. Be perfect, be complete, be merciful as a heavenly. Oh, that's impossible. I can't do that. I've tried, I've failed. Because Jesus isn't just simply saying the gospel is do it on the spot. No, Jesus is saying, take on my lifestyle for the next 3.5 years, for the next 35 years. And you're going to find that being like my Father, being merciful like my Father, loving you know, your enemy like my father will begin to become natural and automatic as you take on my lifestyle. So when we're reading the Gospels, let's not simply look for the ethic of Jesus. Let's look for the lifestyle of Jesus. What was his daily life like? I hope that that analogy is helpful because, and I want to read one other thing I just thought of real quick. It's the famous passage in Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all of you that are weary and burdened. See, we've made being like Jesus weary and burdensome. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke. In other words, take my lifestyle upon you. Learn from me. I am gentle. I am humble. And in me, you will find rest for your soul because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we do take on the lifestyle of Jesus, we find that he's not just expecting us to do his ethic on the spot right now, but he's saying, "Ah, be with me." And you'll find that you will become like me. The purpose of life, the purpose of history. So reflect on that. Hopefully that's encouraging. And talk with Jesus. Walk with Jesus today. And allow him to reveal the restful rhythms of being with and being like Jesus. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.